Knights Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
We're tuned to WLAW, and we are about ready to kick this thing off, 15 seconds away from the start of it. And let's go through the current conditions here at Cassidy High School. 63 degrees with mostly sunny skies, with winds out of the west-northwest at 10 to 11 miles per hour. Chance of rain is at 10%. Visibility is at 10 miles with a very low humidity at 48%. But watch out, the barometer is falling at 30.22 inches of mercury. Feels like a fall day, so I think it's safe to say it is a beautiful day for football. Dave, what's your pick in this one?
Clark, I'm going to go with the home team here tonight. I'm going to go with Cass City. I'm going to go with them, like I said, by 7 to 10, probably in that range. I like the fact that they have performed well on offense and defense for longer than I have, and that's what's going to hurt me here with the Bad Axe team. They might continue to play well in the first half. I expect that out of them. But they got to punch the ball in the end zone. Hopefully they do that tonight to get them a little fire going for the second half of the season. But I like Cass City in this one.
I'm going to think Bad Axe.
You like the underdogs?
I like the underdogs, and I really think we're going to be seeing the first victory for Bad Axe tonight. Depending if they can stick with them the whole game.
If they can stick with them the whole game and not just if they come out the second half and do something on their first drive in the third quarter, I do. I like their odds as well, Clark.
Well, Cassidy's going to be kicking this one off from their own 40-yard line on the right side of your radio, kicking to the left side to the Bad Axe Hatchets. Back there, number 3 and number 4, Seth Geiger and Dylan White, both seniors for the Hatchets, standing at their own 7-yard line at each hash mark, ready to take this kick in. Cassidy coming out in the maroon jerseys with white lettering and white pants with maroon helmets with a white stripe and numbers on each side, white face masks and black shoes. Bad Axe coming out in the maize and blue, similar to the Nike jerseys Michigan used to have. Winged helmets, white jerseys, blue lettering with gold outline, and gold pants with blue socks. 12 minutes on the clock, first quarter ready to set here. Number 1, the kicker for Cass City, that's Bobby Bayette. He's a senior. No, excuse me, that's not him. Number 52, Kelby Roll, a senior. I was right in the senior part, at least. Off to a great start, 0-for-1. And there's the boot to high. Kick goes to about the 20-yard line on the far side of your radio and bounces out of bounds. Number 4 was ready to bring that in, Dylan White, but couldn't hang on to it, but it went out of bounds anyway. And so the flag flies, and the Bad Axe will be starting on their own 35-yard line, 65 yards for a score. So the Cass City defense comes out of the field. One thing to note with Cass City, they only have 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the sideline tonight. Number 24, at Drew Fields, we saw him go down with an injury in week number 2.
Yeah, apparently he is not even suited up tonight in blue jeans, so I'm not sure if he did not come back from that game, Clark, or if he got hurt in the past game. I'm not sure, but he's not suited up, so interesting stat here. Maybe a little bit of a boost here for Bad Axe.
And I'm glad you clarified it was blue jeans, not black jeans or white jeans or anything. Coming out of the I formation, Ben Brayden is under center. Behind him, number 23, Jared Emmerich. And it's going to be to Emmerich around the right guard. Doesn't get far, maybe 2 yards in the play, out to the 37-yard line. Going to bring up 2nd and 8.
Number 55, Michael Mulligan leading the way on the tackle there, big man in the middle.
11 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Bad Axe on their own 37-yard line in between the hashes on the left side of your radio, moving to the right. Wing T to the right, 2 receivers out wide, 1 way each way. As they hand off to the right side, Emmerich once again. Same result, 2 more yards out to the 40-yard line, brings up 3rd and 6 coming up for the Hatchets.
No room to run there, Clark. There was a spread T formation, I would call it. They had a wide receiver spread wide on each side of the field, trying to spread out Cass City a little bit. 2 runs up the middle has resulted in 2 yards a run, so let's see what they do on 3rd and 6
their own 40-yard line. Vanek's trying to avoid a three and out here on their first drive. Looking into the sun. Sun coming in from the near right side of your radio, right into the eyes of Ben Braden, under center. Receiver Alwani Twain is going to be to number three, Sal Geiger, and he's caught behind the line of scrimmage on the right hash. They say the forward motion stopped right at the original line of scrimmage. No gain for Seth Geiger, and it brings up a fourth and six, fourth and seven for the Hatches.
The senior, Zach Dietering, makes the tackle. Fourth and long for Badax. Looks like the punting unit on.
That's number 12, Tyler Labor, doing the punting duties for Badax. He's a tight end, a wide receiver, and a junior. Fourth and six, fourth and seven right in there. Badax trying to get in position. Number 3 and 88 for Cass City, ready to receive this. It kicks off from the lefty, bounces at the 40-yard line, takes a Badax bounce all the way to the 30, 29-yard line. Number 88, Curtis Dickinson, watches it come to a rest, and that's where Cass City is going to take over on downs after a quick three and out for Badax. And now Cass City has it on their own 29-yard line. No score, and we play 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Number two, Dakota Hartle, jogs in from the sideline, gets the call from his main man and head coach, Scott Cuthrell. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Right to left across the radio, coming out in the T formation. Three men in the backfield. Number 88, Curtis Dickinson. Number 23, and it's a handoff, too. This guy was confused on that one as well.
Right up the middle.
Right up the middle, too, and number 22, Brendan Ricker. Marches forward for about 4 yards and brings up second and six.
Josh Geiger, the senior, makes the tackle.
9.5 minutes left of the first quarter, no score. Badax with a three and out. Cassidy now in their first drive. Same formation. Number 88, Dickinson on the right side in the backfield. Number 26, Personowski. And this one's a handoff to Personowski up the middle. And he forces himself across the 40-yard line. He's originally hit at the 36, gets those additional 3 yards. And it's going to be good enough by about a yard for the first down. Move the chains for Cass City, first and 10.
Personowski dragged a couple Badax defenders there across the first down marker. I thought he was going to come off a couple yards short, but stretched himself out an extra 2 yards for the first down. Looks like Josh Geiger was the first one to hit him.
And a 7-yard gain there for Cass City. This one's out to Dickinson. He moves out to the left side around the end, and he breaks free at the 50 and finally forced out of bounds at the 42-yard line of Badax. A nice 18-yard gain for Dickinson. He just broke free on the outside.
Yeah, he made a nice cut back to the outside. Caught a nice, followed a nice lead blocker there. Bailey Hines eventually pushed him out of bounds.
So an 18-yard gain there for number 88, Curtis Dickinson, the junior, coming off the right side of the wing tee in the backfield. Now working off the left hash, right to left across the radio, Dakota Hartle under center, three men in the backfield, the same three. This one's a handoff right up the middle, and he breaks through the Badax defense out for about 12 yards. On the pile, that pile is number 22, Brendan Ricker, the senior. Move the chains one more time.
Seth Geiger and Dylan White combined on the tackle there. Not good when your two safeties are making the tackle. He got right through the heart of the line, being untouched until about 10 yards down the field.
First and 10 from the Badax 29-yard line. Badax not many answers for this, stopping this offense of Cass City. We played 3.5 minutes, 8:44 left on the clock in the first quarter. No score. Dakota looks around. Goes under center, and it's a handoff to 26. That's Personowski around the right side. Badax swarms to the ball. No gain on the play. Brings up second and 10.
He was swarmed by multiple Badax defenders. Looks like Jared Emmerich led the way there on the tackle.
Second and 10. No gain on the last one. Dakota Arnold jogs in from the sideline once again from Cuthrell. Gain the call. They stand on Badax's 29-yard line. 8 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. Same formation for the Redhawks. Hartle under center. Rolls to his left and hands it off, and Badax is there to read it well. And Berzanowski, number 22, Brendan Ricker.
Number 64, Philip Delpierre, the senior, making a hit in the backfield.
Berzanowski with a loss of 2 on the play. Brings up third and 12.